The Blue Man Group has just kicked off its first national tour, and the group's first stop is in Fayetteville. The Blue Man Group will perform to sold-out audiences at the Walton Arts Center through September 11th. Group co-founder Philip Stanton says the touring show will incorporate classic Blue Man Group elements as well as some new components.
It's going to have some of the things that people expect to see at a Blue Man show. There's still kind of the way the character has some really fun, simple acts of creativity and creates artwork and makes music, and a lot of those elements are still there, but many parts of the show are brand new. Our approach to set design is completely new. That's one of the things we're most excited about. We're working with all of these LED curtains and LED surfaces. Some of them you can see through, and so it creates this kind of three-dimensional effect in the show, and it's capable of just carrying their content, but also just delivering a lot of energy, and it feels like a great kind of home for the Blue Man to live in. But people will see some of the things that they've really loved and like to bring friends back to see, but there's a lot of new material. Much of it has to do with technology and the way it's affecting the way we live. You know, we have these PDAs that we can email people from, and we can even share video from and all of that, but you know, the Blue Man is here kind of to tell us that we'll always have the need to be face-to-face and come together in a place and have an experience together as a group. So we poke fun at modern technology a little bit.
In the late 80s, Stanton, along with Chris Wink and Matt Goldman, founded the original group as a way to celebrate the human spirit through music, science, art, and theater.
My partner Chris had this vision of a bald and blue character. We knew we wanted to say something about how, you know, in the modern world, we're very fragmented. We don't have the same experience as people in our own family. You know, at one time we all used to live in a, you know, I'm kind of waxing poetic in a way, but we wanted to say something about the being part of a group and how, you know, we can very easily get fragmented in the modern world. So that's why we had, you know, three is the smallest number that a group can be. And the first thing is we felt like the character should drum. It should express something kind of ancient and tribal. And all of the rest of the material kind of developed very gradually from there.
That original concept of the Blue Man Group has expanded to include staged productions in cities like Chicago and Las Vegas, a new national tour, headlining performances on Norwegian Cruise Line, and an IMAX film slated to hit theaters next year. No matter what form of the show you experience, the performance always involves the Blue Man character.
Well, the Blue Man, you know, he's not like us. He might be like us in many ways, but he's sort of an outsider. So he likes to find places where people gather and show up and try to find ways to connect. He does that by playing music. You know, he does that by creating gifts to give out. And he does that ultimately by kind of creating a big kind of dance party at the end of the show. So and I think along the way, you know, being kind of an innocent outsider, he can look at all of the trappings of our culture with fresh eyes. And that's how I think a lot of the humor in the show developed.
The Blue Man has been played by several men and women. Stanton says no special attention is paid to the individual performers because it's an ensemble production.
The Blue Man is kind of, it's not about anyone's personal ego. The very statement of the character is that the Blue Man is an everyman. So he represents something that's common to all of us, no matter what our religion or our race is or even our nationality. So it's kind of fitting that you don't really make an important point of the personalities involved. You know, it started with myself and my two partners, but quickly we realized that, you know, other people could and should play the character. That's part of the very concept. And so we view it as a very kind of ensemble approach to it, and it's not really about anyone's individual talents but you know, we're not really trying to hide identity. Anyone's free to talk to the performers. There, you know, we have a great group of about 55 people around the world now who play the character. So it's conceptually that it's egoless, but it's really not trying to hide anything.
Of course, the signature characteristic of the Blue Man is his blue face. Stanton says it can take quite a bit of time for performers to apply the blue grease paint once they arrive at the theater.
It takes about an hour and a half. It used to take a lot longer, but we've just gotten better at it over time. And it takes about an hour and a half, and then it takes takes a little longer to get out of. For a long time I thought, you know, what is this doing to my skin? But it actually made my, it's like a very expensive spa treatment every night. So it keeps our performers looking nice and youthful.
Stanton says over time, the color blue has come to represent a lot of things for the group.
It really was a choice. It just seemed like it would be cool. It really just seemed like it would be beautiful. But after the fact, I think we realized that there's something about this bald and blue look that allows us to be kind of serious at times and sort of intense, which is good, but we can also be very comic at times too. So we can surf all of these different emotions with that. And also the other colors have baggage associated with them. You know, red is the devil and green is the plant world, but blue, it only has references of like sky and water. But again, these are all after the fact. There's also a painter named Eve Klein who kind of celebrate a little bit in the show, who believed that this particular blue color that we happen to use had some kind of quality about it that, you know, I'm not even sure I can explain the concept really, but he made all of these monochrome blue paintings, and we have a little ode to Eve Klein in our show for that reason.
As the show has continued to expand into a national tour and multiple performers portraying the Blue Man in cities across the world, Stanton says at its core, the show is still the same.
We're just people who get around and try to have what we do for a living be a lifestyle and have it be fun. And we try to write material that we think would be funny and we think would blow our minds and we think would be exciting. And we kind of just trust that other people might feel the same way. So it really feels very similar to the way it did in the beginning. I'm, you know, obviously at that point, I had no idea I would ever make a living from getting bald and blue. So that's a big surprise. But you know, other than that, the day-to-day feels very similar.
More information on the Blue Man Group is available at blueman.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.